Hello again, and thanks for joining this March of 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. My name is Marv Pikla, and this month I thought I should share a few ideas about the professional need and value of what I call pure partnerships. In my world of work, I consider pure partnerships as the high-quality connections I have with individuals that can help me grow as a professional, and with businesses that I may need their professional products and services to, you know, make my business better. And yeah, public service groups and agencies and educational institutions that in some way can help me in serving my cause and the causes I get involved with. But for today, the pure partnerships learning moments that I want to share with you are not about maybe the partners that I have, but more importantly, about the ideas and actions that you can take to nurture and expand the ones that you have. So let me explain. First, I want you to think about a couple of your key professional partnerships and then ask yourself, do I know what makes them a winner? What makes them successful? Do you know? Do you really know? Is it sales, client enrollments, student numbers, company growth, graduates, or a combination of a number of performance measures? In a pure partnership situation, knowing what makes your partners a winner is critical, and that they know yours. Because too often, partners on paper take each other for granted and never become fully aware of what makes one another a professional winner. And the result is that both parties operate kind of like under a cloud of assumptions and rarely are in a good, great spot to offer that pure partnership help. Okay? So next, how often do you recalculate the value of your current partnerships? Or do you really do it at all? Also, how often do you review your list of partners and think about who else? What new, fresh connections could I make to build on my professional network? Unfortunately, I believe, too often, assessing the value and freshness of your pure partnerships is not a priority. And again, the result is a negative result because you deprive yourself and other old and new partners of maybe doing cool new professional growth and diversity stuff. A related challenge for building pure partnerships is how quickly they become outdated. With the ever-changing public and private sector, their service worlds, and the limited communication that often occurs between partners at all levels, the quality of most partnerships becomes stale, ineffective, and, in my words, old news. Finally, pure partnerships need to have some form of shared balance. Shared balance? By that, I mean, do you market their products and services because it's the right thing to do? Do you brag, about your partnership with them? Do they help make you a professional winner all the time? And would you perform like a partnership act for them and expect nothing in return? The answers to these questions will tell you if your pure partnerships are in balance. So, here are my bottom line pure partnership learning moments. Never take your partnerships for granted, and take a personal interest in what makes them a winner. Second, continually freshen up your current and new list of partnerships to ensure that diversity and newness. Number three, maintain and prioritize strong partner communications and set the example as the communicator, okay? And number four, don't wait to be asked to perform an act of pure partnership. The return on investment will overwhelm you, and you will appreciate it a ton. I hope this Learning Moments, Inspiring Innovations, Pure Partnership podcast helps you in your daily world of work every day, every day. Again, thanks for listening so much, and we will talk more next month.